This is Sex Crazy, here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, we talked last week about how the Republican platform was pretty much sex crazy. It's been approved officially as of today, and it is one of the most anti-sex, anti-gay party platforms in the history of the United States. It's a remarkable document. It's extraordinarily conservative, radically conservative. Many elements of it are profoundly controversial because they upend our understanding of the Constitution. But this is where the Republican Party is, at the extreme edge of the extreme edge, and profoundly anti-gay, but in total denial about it. And this is a relatively profoundly sex-crazy statement from the governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon. She says that the Republican Party platform is not anti-gay. Her rationalization? Well, they had somebody on the platform committee who was gay. Well, clearly they had absolutely no influence on this platform, and we'll be talking more about it, but it is astonishingly anti-gay. But today we are going to talk about their pick for Vice President, Mike Pence. He is sex crazy. Now, as you can imagine, he's anti-gay, but he is as anti-gay as any governor in the nation. He has quite a remarkable record of being anti-gay. Most famously, he signed, and enthusiastically so, legislation in his state that was profoundly discriminatory against gay people. It was a very hateful law. It was so extreme that he was forced to back down and modify it a little bit. But that's just one item in a long list. He tried to take funds away from fighting HIV/AIDS and wanted to use that money on gay conversion therapy. He claimed that gay marriage would lead to the collapse of civilization. He opposed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Of course, he was against the Obama administration directive on transgender restroom use. He has been, throughout his career, a steadfast opponent of gay rights. But it isn't just gay issues that make him sex crazy. He's also really terrible for women. When he was in Congress, he voted against the Lilly Ledbetter Act, the act that would require equal pay for women. He voted against it twice. And when the Republicans took over the House of Representatives in 2011, he was the first person to author a bill to strip all federal money from Planned Parenthood. And he was the main advocate of threatening to shut down the federal government over Planned Parenthood. He said, "I long for the day that Roe v. Wade is sent to the ash heap of history, when we move past the broken hearts and the broken lives of the past 38 years. As governor, according to reporting by Mother Jones, he decimated access to abortion in Indiana. He signed an abortion bill that significantly upped restrictions on the procedures. The law made Indiana one of just two states in the country that prohibited women from terminating a pregnancy should the fetus be found to have fetal anomalies, even fatal ones. That is cruel and hateful towards women, forcing them to carry a child that is going to die." He banned needle exchange programs in Indiana, and guess what happened? There was a massive explosion of HIV in the state. It was so bad that he had to sign a needle exchange program back into law. In 2011, he co-sponsored the Ultrasound-Informed Consent Act, and that's a bill that would require abortion providers to perform an ultrasound on a woman seeking an abortion, regardless of whether it was medically necessary. And just to twist the knife a little bit, he forced women to listen to a description of the embryo inside them. And you might have remembered a story that we covered that was a huge scandal. It was about a bill that redefined rape. It would prohibit federal funds from paying for abortion except in cases of forcible rape. And of course, that definition completely changed the meaning of the word rape. He was a major co-sponsor of that bill. Another bill he was involved with was the Protect Life Act. It prohibited women from buying health insurance plans that cover abortion under the Affordable Care Act. And it also made it legal for hospitals to deny abortions to pregnant women with life-threatening conditions. That's right. It is no exaggeration that he would allow women to die before he would allow them to get an abortion. Getting back a little bit to his anti-gay stuff, where he claims that parents of children who are gay, their children are more likely to use drugs or get arrested or dropped out of school. But he's really serious about this marriage thing. He says it should be preserved as it's been for thousands of years. So does that mean he thinks women should essentially go back to being men's property? And he also thinks that anyone who has an affair should go to jail, should be arrested. I remember when he signed that extremely anti-gay bill. Well, the people there with him while he was signing in the picture were some of the most radical anti-gay people in the nation. There was Eric Miller, who claims that hate crimes law protect homosexuals and pedophiles. And of course, Pence opposes applying hate crimes laws to gay people. There was Kurt Smith. He said that Matthew Shepard's murder proves that gay marriage causes drug-related violence. And there was Micah Clark. She said that gays who joined the Boy Scouts were exposing kids to abuse and should be drowned in the ocean. Besides wanting to redefine rape, he even opposed a bill designed to prevent prison rape. Currently, our government tries to discourage foreign governments from enacting laws that criminalize homosexuality. Mike Pence tried to enact H.R. 2410. That would prohibit the government from doing that. And make no mistake, Mike Pence, if given the power, would make being homosexual a crime. And finally, we should finish off with going into more detail about the infamous anti-abortion bill that he signed. It requires women who have an abortion or have a miscarriage to bury or cremate the remains, even if we're talking about something that you can barely see. It includes informed consent provisions that force doctors to lie to their patients and give them false medical information. It completely bans fetal tissue research. Oh, and the part about forcing women to carry disabled children to term? Well, the state's funding for care of disabled children and adults is among the worst in the nation. He signed a fetal homicide bill that actually can be applied against women. Usually these are applied if a woman gets murdered and she is pregnant. The person who did that can be charged with homicide, but this one applies to the woman with the child. And there's a woman who named Purvi Patel who faced a 20-year prison sentence for fetal homicide because she could not prove that she didn't just have a late-term miscarriage or stillbirth. She is the first woman in the nation to be charged with this over her own fetus. But a Trump win, we may be seeing more of this. I could spend an entire segment just on the anti-abortion restrictions he's put into place. Mike Pence is one of the most conservative governors in the country, and he is despised in his home state. It's a good chance that he would not have been reelected for governor. And as Americans get to know him better, I think they're going to learn to despise him as much as the people in Indiana do.